B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
How are you?
Pardon me, sir? Hey!
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. Yeah, how are you? I hope you're okay.
You don't even recognize my voice, do you?
I don't know who you are, sir.
Well, they told me to call.
Who told you to call? They told me. Who is this?
Well, you might know me better as Mr. Christmas.
Is this Mr. Terry, Mr. Christmas up in Cape Coral?
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. It's been too long, Stan.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that goes back to the 90s, Terry. Every year you would get a write-up in the newspapers. The TV would be there covering it. You supposedly, and I've been, we had to do things with the radio station up there back in the day. You had one of the most spectacular Christmas displays known to mankind. The whole place would light up.
Well, yeah, I got started off with the Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
And the past couple of years, I've been doing Halloween, too.
I'm not familiar with your Halloween stuff, Terry.
Well, first of all, anybody that knows me as Mr. Christmas, it's not the same house. It's not at my house. I'm doing Halloween over at my friend Bitsy's house.
Whose house?
My friend Bitsy.
Bipsy? Bitsy?
Betsy.
Oh, Betsy. Well, I'm sorry. Look, and I'm sorry, Terry. I don't speak with a lisp. You do, and I have to sometimes clarify where it is. But what difference of whose house it's going to be?
Well, we're all God's children, aren't we?
Oh, for the love of... Okay. You know what? I'll be honest with you, Terry. Mr. Christmas, I thought you were dead.
Well, they don't do articles ever since they got rid of all the newspaper writers, and, you know, the TV don't want nothing to do with it. I used to get a lot of publicity.
Yeah, I remember.
And a friend of mine said that you all had been on the air for 5,000 months.
Yes. And, yep, yeah. Yeah.
And that I should call you guys because you... very important to the community, and I just want everybody to know about the Halloween house. It's not at my house where you used to come and see all the lights.
It's at Betsy's house.
It's at the there you catch it all.
Stop.
You rascal, you.
Stop it. Now stop, Terry. Stop! I'll just hold on a second, because if you want to promote the Halloween house, that's fine. But you first of all, look. You're a nice guy. I remember when that was back in the old Joe days where we would come up and take the kids up there and all of that, and it was always a big event, and that's great. But who is telling you to call me to talk about your Halloween decorations at Betsy's place? Well, what is it? Who told you to call?
Oh.
I wasn't planning on this.
I apologize. Our mutual friend, Jack West, who used to work for Spanish Wells, told me I could call in. He said anytime he's got an event, he just calls you right up and you talk right on the air. I did
yeah, but
not
he tells
know
me
I was
beforehand.
Taking a vote. I'm so embarrassed.
You should be. First of
all, Jack just said they don't care. Call in. They know who you are.
It's been decades since I met you, Terry. Are you still a single man?
Uh-huh. And last time I saw you, I think I was calling a cab.
You were calling? Why were you calling a cab?
Because it was getting late, uh-huh. And it was time for you and your friends to go. Y'all got a little too comfortable in my hot tub.
Wait, hold it. Wait, stop right there. Stop it. I've never been in your hot tub, sicko. I've never been in your hot tub. Now stop that. But I know that you're Mr. Christmas.
You know what?
Tell me about the Halloween.
I gave you more credit than that. I thought you wouldn't play the I Don't Remember card. It's okay.
Good. I'm glad it's okay. What about this Halloween house?
We'll just have that be our
There ain't no
secret.
There's no secret. That was never an...
Exactly. There is no secret, you know?
What about the damn Halloween house at Betsy's?
Do you remember where Betsy lived?
I don't know, Betsy. I don't barely remember you.
Well, she worked there for years in the sales department.
Oh, I remember her. That's her?
Yeah, it's at Betsy's house.
And wait a second. She moved away. She's not even in the state anymore.
Oh, no, it's been foreclosed on. I just call it Betsy's house because she used to
live
there.
Right, that's where, yeah. I honestly say that she used to work here, but I never went to her house.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
I thought y'all were closed.
No. Are you going to tell me about the damn Halloween house, Mr. Christmas?
Well, you may as well call me Pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
Because I am all about Halloween. We've had it up for probably about 6 weeks now.
I don't know about it. I haven't seen about it on the news. I haven't seen about it in any newspapers. I haven't seen any publicity about this. I haven't seen publicity about your Christmas house in at least 7-8 years.
Well, the Christmas house is tinted right now, so it's going to be a big surprise for everybody.
But what about Halloween house?
Well, what I've done with the Halloween house, we got a little spook house. mm-hmm. Spooks and goblins welcome, if you know what I mean.
What
we've done is from what we've learned from Christmas, we kind of bring that to Halloween, where we have synchronized lights. Yeah, they go along with the song "Your Body Is a Wonderland" by John Mayer.
Whatever.
And they
Wonderland.
They flash to the beat.
Is this for family and kids?
And I dress up like a pumpkin with sequin gloves, who can dance like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, that's something. Where is this place? It's at Betsy's place, the one that's been foreclosed on.
Yeah,
but I don't know where that is. If people want to go and see it, where do they go?
Do you remember Betsy?
I remember her.
Okay, well, it's right off there off Del Prado. You probably remember.
I've never been to her house. If somebody's up there in Cape Coral, where do they go?
It's only a couple of blocks from my house. You remember you did the show there nude.
Wait a second.
Maybe you'll
wait a second.
Make sure you put down a towel there.
Wait a second. That show, if memory serves me correctly,
he was watching me fry up an egg.
You're the one that we told said it looked like it was a catcher's mitt there.
Uh-huh. But listen, this is...
And I stand corrected. I stand corrected. I was in your hot tub.
Uh-huh. I know that. I figured you'd remember it sooner or later.
Yeah, I was in
your... Oh, my. How time flies.
Yeah, how it flies. Look, stop it. Now, if I was in your hot tub, you weren't Terry, Mr. Christmas. You were part of the Lee County Naturists because you had a bunch of other nude people over at your house, and you had that hot tub that was in the living room that had a glaze on it.
Uh-huh.
Now,
that means it's healthy with biotic
culture. No, it doesn't.
We don't believe in using harmful chemicals.
Are you gonna tell me about Halloween house?
Well, first of all, I love children.
Well, stay away from them. Do a check on the internet.
So many of the children in the neighborhood have grown up. And we want to get all the children we can to enjoy this little spook house we put together. You know, one of the things we do?
What?
we blindfold the children, and I'll bring out a big bowl of black olives, and I'll tell them, I'll blindfold them, and then I'll bring out the olives, and I go, I want you all to put your little hands in there and see what you feel. And they may say this or that, and I go, no, it's eyeballs, human eyeballs. Oh, aren't they precious? I love
you. Stay away
children.
From the kids. You stay away
I
from the kids.
I love children.
Stay away from them.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. And liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. On all afternoon.
For America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Stan. Adapt, overcome, persevere.
Pardon me.
I was talking to myself.
Okay. Stan and Haney, Thursday edition of the broadcast, and I thought you knew, friend of the show, for... We've been huge fans forever, but he was a guest on this show.
And to us, he is a living legend.
To most.
Just like Willie and Waylon.
He's in the group.
And Johnny Cash. Those are the people he ran with.
Billy Joe Shaver passed away yesterday. He had a stroke. And guest on this show, we've whenever he had music come out, we would play it on this show. We were huge fans of this brilliant, brilliant man. And the world has suffered a loss because of his passing.
He was a true poet.
Oh, without a doubt. And a legend and a man who went through a lot of hell, lost his son, who was very young.
Eddie, who was... And I know that people mention that when they're talking about Billy Joe, but they never give Eddie Shaver the credit due as to how good he was on
guitar.
He was very
good.
One of the best I've ever heard.
And we would follow him from getting into fights.
Well, I remember how one of our interviews started off, and it was like just days later. Billy Joe, is it true you had to shoot a man in the face?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
He was bothering me.
Yeah, he was minding his own business. The guy had to shoot him.
He had to.
Yeah. And I think he wrote a song about it.
Yep.
But a great talent, a great wit, just a master, a poet. The other person I wanted to talk about, and...
Boy, 2020 has taken its pound of flesh.
Oh, absolutely.
John Prine, yep, and Billy Joe gone in the same year.
I saw this and I said, it's unfortunate, but it rang a bell with me. I said, how did this woman become involved one way or another with our show? The news came yesterday as well that former Miss America Lianza Cornett passed away.
No.
At the age of, I think she was 49.
She's not.
She was Miss Jacksonville, Miss Florida, Miss America, 1993.
She's not even 50.
They don't know the exact cause of death yet, but they said back on October 4th, she hit her head and was recovering from that, and then news came that she passed away. But I'm saying, how was she involved with us in our show? And then it dawned on me. And somewhere deep in the archives, I have it. She had just been crowned Miss America, 1993, and... we had her booked for an interview. And
which means I must have done it.
Nope.
93?
Yeah, and I didn't do it, and Joe didn't do it. She was interviewed by Harry the Bulgarian.
Oh, my God, that was her. Oh, my God, it really was.
And we asked Harry to read.
That came back all at once.
In his thick accent. His thick Bulgarian accent, asking her very suggestive questions, and she was so polite to him until the very end. And
yeah, she'd had enough.
And she had had enough, but she had just been crowned Miss America, and we got a chance to interview her, and none of us wanted to interview her, so we said, we'll write some questions up for Harry the Bulgarian.
So he can... deliver it face-to-face.
Yeah. Hey, Ms. America. And then he'd ask the just... I listened to it probably a couple of years ago. I cringed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were... And you're asking this of, America's sweetheart, Miss America.
Well, if you remember, Stan, I'd try to write clever questions, and I would, but they'd be vetoed.
And the raunchy ones got through... And to have a man that could barely speak English, it was, well.
He was our stuttering John.
Yes. It was for a little bit entertaining, and then it got, I felt bad for her listening to it all those years later. But
well,
she passed away.
We had Harry before Borat was born.
Oh, yes. So I wanted to pass that. We're going to remember Billy Joe in the grab bag here a little bit. But a sad day as far as, a woman who was really nice and beautiful and one of our all-time favorites in
But she never knew that.
She never knew that.
No, she thought of us as just disgusting.
Jerks. We're going to take a break.
Well, we weren't in charge at that time.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Good Lord.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon, over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96K Rock.
Stan and Haney.
I need a favor from you.
You know I'm always there, as long as it's not money to pay back Junior.
Why would I pay back Junior?
Or to give Junior money to pay back you is what I mean.
I mean, you can pay me back if you want.
No.
Yeah, you've been very generous about that, Junior. You've never mentioned it once.
Oh, by the way.
Hello, Slide.
We were talking about everybody passing away yesterday, and we remember him for wrestling a bear. Wrestler Tracy Smothers passed away.
Yeah, and there was a lot of money riding on that match.
Yeah, him and the Grizzly.
Okay, a favor is fairly simple.
Okay. Did you bring what you had to bring in today so that I can take care of the and send you a file?
What am I supposed to bring in today?
There's a certain something. It's rectangular.
Oh, yes. It's in the car. I remembered it, but I forgot that I remembered it.
Okay. What else do you have to ask?
At some point, I would like to play an overly lengthy Billy Joe Shaver song.
I can't play an overly lengthy one.
I mean, even if we know now and make arrangements for the end.
I'll try. All I can say, Billy Joe Shaver did a lot of songs.
But this is a special one.
Then can we put it up on the web for people to hear it?
All right. That's just the world we live in now.
Yes, it's unfortunate.
Just put it on the web. It can't be bothered in real life.
I think I was told, and I was told this a while ago.
Damn fake book.
We're given 18 minutes an hour.
Is that it?
That's it. Because we got...
is there a reason for that?
Probably. Won't tell me to my face.
Yeah. Well, once you get to this level,
We get about 18 minutes an hour.
You know, we used to be platoon level. Now we're just squad level decisions.
Oh, we're in charge of nothing. We're not in charge of anything.
No, we're in charge of Junior.
That's about it. And he don't listen. It's pathetic. Coming up on the show today. We'll play Stan's Three Strikes. We also have a trainee coming in today. I guess that there's a young woman.
Well, it's boot camp.
Yeah. There's a young woman that has never been on the radio before.
And she needs to learn how to be on the radio.
Yeah. She needs to, you know, because I guess, and I'm not speaking out of turn here, her and a friend of hers, they want to eventually like to do a podcast.
Well, that's everyone's goal now.
Yeah. And so, ask Junior.
Junior. Yeah. Don't worry about it. You'll make it. You'll be able to do a podcast one day.
And so she's never been on the air. And so later on today, lovely Jamie will be joining us. And we'll give her and put her through the paces a little bit, see how she does, see how relaxed she can be on the air. You know what? We'll put her in charge of traffic. We'll let her do traffic reports.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't want to do them.
Well, I'll have Junior do them if you really don't want to, but that's not fair for her because occasionally you'll trip over names of obscure roads.
But please, if it's an obscure road, I'm not going to hang her out to dry. I'll help her with the mispronunciation and let her do that. Just let her get a feel of reading some copy, talking on the air. We'll have her participate in our question of the week later on today.
I don't know. You know, it sounds like you're running some sort of Air Force-style affair. I was thinking Marines.
Yeah, well, it's true. And, you know, and look, I'm looking to get both of our beaks wet.
on this thing. We go and start having a training school in here.
Yeah.
You know, breaking people in to the radio business. We might get a little something out of it.
This is a nice young lady, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so my first thought was to be, well, you must think you're pretty special.
What, are you going to be like a drill sergeant?
Yeah.
No!
I'll tell her, there are only three acceptable answers.
Why didn't you talk to him like that?
There are only three acceptable answers, Junior.
Yes, drill sergeant.
Sir, yes, sir. Sir, no, sir. I do not know, sir. Do you understand?
I do not know, sir.
That's exactly how life is.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples. So if we can get a good racket going of having...
Oh, yeah, a lot of, but that's so full of scammers.
But we're legit.
Yeah, but nobody would know the difference. The Stan and Haney difference. That's what we can call on.
Precisely.
You bring your horn?
It's around here somewhere. I got the old mouth harp. Oh, look at this.
Well, you didn't do so good when it was cross harp.
Tonight, a real beauty for you. It's Thursday night football again. And once again, Thursday night football scrapes the bottom of the barrel.
Tonight, Thursday night football. The bottom two teams of the NFC South battle it out to find out, even with a win, who will still be in the bottom two teams of the NFC South. But what else are you going to watch?
Yeah, what else are you going to watch?
Yeah, Thursday night is pretty much the opposite of Sunday night.
Yes, yes. Here's a guy, this is, he did his own video. Get ready to laugh. I'm already chuckling. Here's a guy who is demonstrating the different fart sounds he can make with his Tesla.
Want to see the only reason why I bought a Tesla?
Oh, wow, I need to turn left.
Well, yes, we have quite a fine selection of some very nice farts. We have Not a Fart. We have Short Shorts Ripper. We have Falcon Heavy. We have Ludicrous Font. We have Neura Stink. And then I'm So Random. If you notice, the whoopee cushion can go from seat to seat. This means if I press the back right... Was that a gassy ghost in my back seat? Once again, I'm 27 years old. Thanks, Elon.
I guess just with the lumbar and all of the seat move. That's what you get with fine Corinthian leather in that thing. Okay, this is good.
Oh, look, Biden's at the casino.
Yeah, he's at Coconut Creek. Yep, right up there, right. Biden's in Coconut Creek, where it's a crapshoot.
Yeah, if I remember Coconut Creek, that wasn't exactly their showplace casino.
No, it sure wasn't. Dateline Tampa, Florida. A 32-year-old woman is facing charges. What a scam she had set up. She's facing charges for a shipping label scheme where she scammed Amazon out of $165,000. She used 31 different accounts.
That's amazing, because Amazon's pretty quick to cut off honest
people.
Darn
right they are. She used 31 different accounts and reused prepaid shipping labels for canceled orders where they reimbursed her for the items. Here, she made a bundle.
This woman found a loophole with a very large company that all of us use, and she took advantage of that loophole. Basically, what she was doing is claiming that she paid for the shipping prices when she didn't do it. They have a fraud department, and they were tracking her for a while.
What were you doing making all those returns?
No, I don't have any comment.
Do you have an attorney we could reach out to?
Not yet.
Was that Borat's daughter?
No, we're getting to that.
Tutar?
We're getting to that. Year-old Janice Jones is one of the breakout stars in Borat 2. Because she's just so decent and righteous. Her pastor set up a GoFundMe for her, and it's already raised more than $105,000.
She's a nice lady.
Girl, look at yourself. Look. Do you see yourself? Huh? Yes. You are beautiful. So I don't see anything on your body or on your face that need to change. I want you to be happy. But I wish you would just think about some of the stuff I said. Think about going to school. Use your brain. Because your daddy is a liar, okay?
My daddy is the smartest person in the whole flat world.
I can't say nothing about that. But you got a big brain up there. So use it. Just think. Because I don't think you need to change.
I will think about it.
Hey, that's all I want. That's all I want from you, just to think about it.
Big hug.
Mm-hmm.
Nice lady.
She is. She's a sweetheart. So were the COVID guys that quarantined with Borat. What? You didn't think they were nice guys?
No, it was hilarious.
Yeah, and I mean, they helped him out, tracked down his daughter.
He's walking around with a pan,
yeah,
hitting the walls, trying to get rid of COVID.
This is beautiful stuff right here. Karen O. from Yeah, Yeah, Yes.
Karen O what? O'Sullivan?
Karen O. And Willie Nelson.
O'Hara?
No. Recorded a new version of Under Pressure. Karen says, quote, our cover was meant to be more intimate, but just as saturated with the power of love. Here's Karen O and Willie Nelson, the remake of Under Pressure.
Keep on the streets, da-da-dee-da-day. Keep on the streets, da-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da.
It's the terror of knowing what the world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Pray tomorrow gets me higher, higher, higher.
He's an old man, right? And he's still doing it.
Yeah, I kind of question her judgment. There's a lot of things he could do.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Song choice.
It's all about choices. All about choices. This has gone viral, and it's on several of the rock websites that I go to see what's in rock news.
Oh, yeah, because you're always up on the rock.
One of my favorite is Ultimate Classic Rock. It's one of the best websites out there if you want to find out what's going on.
If you want to learn things like Don Felder broke up with his fiance.
That's right. Dave Grohl.
I remember, if I remember correctly, that really shocked me when I saw the article. Eagles fifth wheel, Don Felder.
Okay. All right.
Splits with fiance. Okay. And I was, oh my God!
Right. I try to stay abreast of things.
What am I going to do? Don Felder broke up with his fiance.
This ain't about Don Felder.
What's it about?
It's about Dave Grohl.
Watching some good friends scream.
He has a coffee addiction. He drinks a lot of coffee. And so he decided to do a...
That's pretty weak as far as rock stars go.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's not as young as he used to be. So he's trying to tackle his caffeine addiction. So he put out a spoof video of him trying to beat his caffeine addiction. Here's Dave Grohl.
10 years ago, I was in the grips of a debilitating caffeine addiction. My ability to maintain personal relationships and solid bowel movements were compromised by crippling sleep deprivation and noxious coffee breath. As the bean took over, I found myself doing anything for a fix. That's when my doctor told me about Fresh Products, a new drug to help coffee addicts like me manage their coffee addiction.
Consult your doctor before taking Fresh Products. Side effects may include, but not limited to, violent fits of rage towards left-handed people, extra toe, Cyrus virus, your voice changes to that of Billy Ray or Miley, stomach tail, peptic waltzing, stool entirely made of corn, just a cob, Oxford commas, weeping taint, Echola, spontaneous dressing like a female gangbanger,
weeping taint,
nose chickens, uncontrollable tattling, back fro, plaid lung.
With Fresh Products, I no longer have to shoplift or sell my body for that fantastic buzz that once kept me awake for 36 hours at a time and sent me to the hospital for a CAT scan and psychiatric evaluation. Fresh Products. It works. Kinda.
See, aren't you glad I found that?
You know what my favorite side effect of all of them was?
What?
I think it's a work of art. Peptic waltzing. It's not for everyone.
No. That's why I go to these classic rock sites.
Yeah. You go to those, but I mean, you watch Fox News and you can see all kinds of things.
Yes.
Where life is so good for severely old people, and they are athletic, they outrun their grandkids, there are honeybees and hummingbirds and meadows.
I got the answer to that damn product they sell. I did my research, and I also want to thank my wife for really doing research. That, what's the one that...
The guy and his idiot son?
Yeah, that it's either in a bag or a bucket.
And then there's, we can't call him Dr. Sebastian Gorka between them.
Yes.
Relief Factor.
Relief Factor.
And that's when I thought we'd know we'd made it when we get to do commercials for Relief Factor. But we could never figure out what it was because they just, they never show you the product. It's just a bag that says Relief Factor. And you're like, is that a powder? Is it a liquid?
I know now. I know it all now.
How did you find out? Because they don't
tell
you.
No. It was my wife started the research, and I dove in because I had to know. It's a big bag of individually wrapped fish oil pills.
Oh, for what a letdown.
With a few extra things in there.
What a complete letdown.
It's mainly fish oil. With a couple of extra, you know,
you know
herbs.
What? I thought I wanted to know, but I really didn't. I like the the mystique.
Yeah. There's the gang. Yes.
How the hell is fish oil going to get you out of pain?
It lubricates the joints.
Nah, bolt.
You know, it's like turmeric is in it, a little turmeric. But it's, you know how the fish oil pill is?
Yeah.
It's clear and yellow.
Like a gummy.
Yes, that's what it is. It's like 90% fish oil.
Good Lord. Yeah. No wonder you don't tell anybody what's in it. Did you see what they do now? Because they can't say Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It's PhD.
Yeah, and then at the bottom in small print, political science.
Yeah. You can be a doctor anything.
Because you know what? The Talbot father and son there, they paid a lot of money for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And they go, well, at the very least, we're allowed to somehow at least make sure people know he's a smart man.
Yep. Because you see PhD at the end of that. He's got to be an expert.
Oh, yeah. He's got to know more than you about fish oil in a bag.
Yep.
Bulk.
Yep, bulk. And they're individually wrapped, like, you know, like a gummy.
I am so disappointed. I don't know what I thought, Stan, but just not knowing and thinking that there was some miracle product. I like that.
Yeah. Well, wake up. Billy Joe Shaver. Passed away yesterday, a stroke. He's remembered for a lot of things, but such a great songwriter. But so many people who are not familiar with Billy Joe Shaver and the history and where he came from, would know him for the original Squidbillies theme. Here's Billy Joe Shaver.
My dreams are all dead and buried. Sometimes I wish the sun would just explode. When God comes and calls me to his kingdom, I'll take all your sons of the go. Let them blow.
Love you, Billy Joe.
Great man. When we come back, I got a treat for you, Haney. Tenacious D.
Okay, you got my attention.
Has just put out Rock the Vote Time Warp. And it's Jack Black and Kyle Gass, along with Jamie Lee Curtis, Sarah Silverman, George Takei, King Princess, John Waters, Susan Sarandon.
Okay.
Ezra Miller.
We've gone all the way to Lib Bill now.
Yeah, well, they're all libs. But Tenacious D put out a song to the original Rocky Horror theme for getting out and voting. When we come back, I'll play it for you. Just done. It was just done. And then we'll have the local beat for you. This one coming out of Charlotte County. Don't ever spill a man's beer down the sink.
Well, now, I haven't heard the Tenacious D vote song. Right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
But you have heard it.
I've heard. I like to be as surprised about things as much as you, so it is like a 3-minute deal.
I'm just wondering how it would compare to your classic campaign song, Vote Ike.
Oh, no, well, it's two different generations, though, Haney.
Do you remember how that went?
Vote Ike! Vote Ike!
He's a good man. He's a fair man. Vote Ike!
Yes, of course I remember. I spent a lot of time on that. We'll do that. Local beat. When we come, also in the 3 o'clock hour, chance for you to win. We'll play Stan's Three Strikes. We've got a lovely woman named Jamie coming in today. She's going to be trained by us.
Don't make it sound pleasant. It's going to be an hour of hell on earth!
And then our question of the week later on today.
Oh, baby want a bottle?
Baby want a dirt bottle? This is the Stan and Haney program.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney show. We'll have the local beat coming up here for you in just a second. That Tenacious D Get Out the Vote song. We'll give you a chance to win in about 30 minutes. Question of the week later on today. But Friday, tomorrow, the lovely Carly, she's going to be at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria for another K-Rock Happy Hour Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. She's going to be at their Naples location, 4255 Tamiami Trail North, Naples. Got a bunch of specials, $5 margaritas, two for $5 tacos, 96-cent Bud Lights. Going to have stuff from the K-Rock pile, T-shirts, Stan and Haney bumper stickers. A great way to start the weekend with our own Carly at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria in Naples. Big happy hour weekend kickoff.
Great job.
Thank you. I felt smooth about that one, too. Pretty damn smooth.
I can see the confidence.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I told you about this beforehand. We're going to give it a listen here. I've heard probably about a minute and a half of it and said, you know, once I heard it, I said, all right, it's good for the show, although it's lib. But you're a big fan of Jack Black and Kyle Gass and Tenacious D.
Jables and KG.
Yeah.
Jables and Cage.
They did an election-themed spoof of the Time Warp song from the Rocky Horror Picture Show with a lot of celebrities joining in to get the vote out. So here you go.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely. Not for very much longer. I've got to keep control.
It's just a jump to the left.
It's just a jump to the left.
It's just a jump to the left.
What?
Put your hands on your hips.
Put your hands on your hips.
Put your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in time, but it's the pelvic thrust. You really drop your wheels, say yeah, yeah. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have on a thing when a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. He shook me up, he took it by surprise. He had a pickup truck in those devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt the change. Time and nothing ever would again.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's just a jump to the left.
It's just a jump to the left.
It's just a jump to the left.
Put your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in time, but it's the pelvic thrust. You're really talking with say yay yay. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's just a jump to the left.
It's just a jump to the left.
It's just a jump to the left.
Put your hands on your hips.
Put your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in time, but it's the pelvic thrust. You really drop your wings, say yeah, yeah. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
What do you think?
It's the D.
Somebody just texted that D jumped the shark.
Probably, but yeah. I mean, isn't that the whole point of the D?
Exactly.
Have you never heard Tribute?
So there you go. That was Tenacious D. Local beat. And it's, I don't like seeing stories like this, but, you know, there's ways to put out a fire and there's ways to throw kindling on it. You don't throw a man's beard down the drain.
It's unheard of.
Do you have the mugshot for him? Don't bring it up immediately, but you should have a mugshot.
Yeah, just let me know when.
Okay. Because this guy's a real beauty. And let me explain this. There, we all go through our different problems, whether you're rich, middle class, poor.
Oh, they find you no matter what.
And you say, and I'll read this story, and how could she let this happen? How could he live like this?
You know, it's like,
this stuff is going on all the time.
When you talk about it, you know, middle class, upper class, no. All that happens is if you do a little bit better,
yeah.
Congratulations. You've reached the next level of problems.
Different kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And Junior will have the picture for Haney and the picture for everybody else. If you check out the Stan and Haney Facebook page, how can you do that? Go to stanandhaney.com. click on the link to our Facebook page. We also have our, I believe, our Twitter page there as well. But follow us on Facebook. It's our own official Facebook page, not affiliated with K-Rock. And everything that we talk about, whether it's the local beat, Haney's News, and there is some disturbing photograph, it can be found right there. So like the page, follow the page, and you can follow along with us.
Congratulations. You have achieved food, clothing, shelter. Evidently, life hasn't been challenging enough. Here's this.
Yep. Headline. This was from NBC2. Charlotte County man arrested after a woman tried to pour his beer out.
How dare you?
Yep. Dateline Rotunda West.
And that's the home of the Battle of the Network Stars?
No, the Superstars.
Superstars, oh, sorry.
A Charlotte County man was arrested on Monday after a woman tried to pour out his beer. 59-year-old John Cooper, or Cooper, how would you say this, any? K-U-P-E-R.
Cooper.
Cooper?
Yeah, like the Manning boy.
Cooper. 59-year-old John Cooper was arrested and charged with battery. Oh, boy. At around 8 a.m.
Breakfast of champions.
Yep. That's coming off a long night if you once you see the picture. 59-year-old John Cooper was arrested and charged with battery at around 8 a.m. after...
You see, nature has a way of telling you you should stop.
Yeah.
The sun coming up.
Yeah. An unnamed woman in his household tried to pour his beer into the kitchen sink. This according to Charlotte County Sheriff's. According to the woman, Cooper woke her up drunk Monday morning, leaving her a note written on a piece of cardboard, calling her a stalker. This is 8 o'clock in the effing morning.
And he's how old?
59.
Good Lord.
On a Monday. I believe that's a work day. Let's rewind a second here. According to the woman, Cooper woke her up drunk Monday morning, leaving her a note written on cardboard, calling her a stalker. He then retreated to the garage to crack a cold one. When the woman got up and grabbed a beer off of a stand by the TV and tried to pour the beer down the drain in the kitchen. That tells me he had two open. If he just went to the garage to crack a beer and there was one inside by the TV stand, he's keeping them all around the house.
Well, you know what they say, Stan, an heir and a spare.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here, let's see. So she poured the beer down that was over by the TV stand, down the drain in the kitchen. Jeez. This is a life. How do people live like this? Cooper then grabbed her by the back of her head, ripping out a chunk of hair, and wrestled her to the floor, nearly knocking over the refrigerator.
Wow.
This was according to the victim's statement to the police.
Hey, be careful. There's beer in that fridge.
Yeah!
Beer could get hurt.
Cooper's son, he gets involved. Cooper's son reported to deputies that he had gotten in between the two.
That's always a great idea.
Yeah. Hitting his father to get him off the woman.
Did he not know that she'd poured his beer down the sink?
You got a father and son and an unknown woman scuffling in the kitchen over beer at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Your point.
Hold on. Copper admitted to pulling the woman's hair, but not to hitting her. The woman told deputy...
She likes her hair pulled.
Yeah, so he can pull out a clump. The woman told deputies she scratched at him when he had a hold of her, and he was seen with a fresh cut under his eye. Bring that picture up. Cupper was charged with battery by intentional touch or strike.
Leave that man alone.
He is currently
just leave him alone.
In custody.
He's perfectly happy with his beer.
He left a big cardboard sign that said stalker on her and woke her up. He woke her up on a Monday morning. I think that's a work day. He is currently in custody with the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office.
Just leave him alone. You'll never have any trouble with him again.
Good. Then she needs to leave the house, and the son needs to leave the house, and he's in his glory. But then who's going to go to the store to buy him beer? Because if he's out on the road, he's a hazard to me.
Oh, man. COVID's the best thing ever happened. They'll bring a beer right to your house, man. Like 15 minutes. But you know what the weird thing is?
Yeah.
They won't deliver smokes.
Absolutely.
They bring you anything you want to drink, but you want
smokes.
A cigarette, they will not bring it.
Absolute law text line. We got a few texts in here.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah, you can't drink all day if you don't start early.
You got to pace yourself.
I'll take my chances, guys, with rich people problems. I agree.
Boy, can you believe this market? Did you just pour my beer down the sink?
You bitch. Let me grab that hair.
Oh, my goodness. Looks like we may have to look into some arbitrage here.
When we come back.
Stop it. You're hurting the refrigerator.
Yeah, there's beer in there. 8 o'clock in the effing morning. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win as we play the most unfair game I know of. Stands, three strikes. It's played a lot like the Family Feud, but not exactly. Your job is to, I'll give you the category, name everything on the list. You can't do it, we'll steal with another caller who can do it. If they can't, next person could steal. We'll do it next. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
You all right?
I'm fine.
Hey, everybody. Stan
Just
and Haney.
Fine.
You know, Jeff Zito's back, and you can see him Saturday night. He's going to be at Sideline Sports Bar. 4451 Veronica Shoemaker Boulevard in Fort Myers. Zito is going to be hanging out over there from 8 to 10 p.m. Saturday night.
Right in the heart, the very heart of Fort Myers.
Yep. 4451 Veronica Shoemaker Boulevard. It is Sidelines Sports Bar with Jeff Zito Saturday night. We're about 30 minutes away from our first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. I think Jamie, the trainee, is in the building right now because I saw her walking down with the market manager.
Well, I don't know what she looks like, so I wouldn't know.
Did you think you ran into her in the hallway?
No.
Did you see the market manager in the hallway?
No.
Well, then you don't have nothing to worry about. You haven't seen her.
So you've met her?
No.
But you saw her?
No.
I thought you just said you saw her in the
hallway. I just saw the market manager's head walking down the hallway, and he doesn't come down this hallway unless he's got something to say to people.
Well, there was a suit in the other room.
Who's that guy? That's, you know, our boss, John.
Yeah?
That's his boss. He.
Oh, corporate?
Yes.
Is that guy that, yeah, okay.
Telling you, they've got bigwigs in the building today.
You know, that's rarely a good thing.
Look, I know them all.
Oh, it's not that I dislike them. It's just when they tend to gather.
Yes.
You know, it's like when you see one Boyd.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. But when they start flocking around, there's trouble.
I hear you. I'm going to put the phones on lockdown.
And I said flocking.
Yeah. Time now to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's Three Strikes. It's kind of like the Family Feud, but not exactly. I'm going to give you the category. I have the top 10 answers on the board. I'll open up the phone lines after I give the category. And the first caller that we get will begin to name off the things in the top 10. They will have three strikes to name all of them. If they strike out without getting all of them, they maybe four or five of them have been revealed. But they strike out, we're going to go to the next caller who can steal if they can name off the remaining things on the list. If that person strikes out with any more things remaining, we go to the next one until all answers are revealed. The caller who reveals the final answer will be the winner, and they will have their choice of a gift card to Felipe's Mexican Taqueria in Naples or Fort Myers Beach. We're going to be in Naples tomorrow with Carly. Or you can get a gift card to Snug Harbor Waterfront. It's your choice. Let's play Stan's Three Strikes. And I take it bells and buzzers and strikes. Yeah, there we go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Top 10 answers on the board. I'll release the phones. 277-9600. This is a telephone game, not a text game. You got to be talking to me on the telephone. You strike out, we move to the next caller who can steal. Top 10 answers on the board to this. Name simple things that adults are embarrassed they can't do. Simple everyday things that adults are embarrassed they can't do. Well, Junior can do it, Haney can do it, but I can't do it. And it's simple. Simple everyday things that adults are embarrassed they can't do. They should be able to do it. 277-9600. Phone lines are released. We now begin Stan's Three Strikes. Top 10 answers on the board. Simple things that adults are embarrassed they can't do. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Michael.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
All right, you ready to try this?
Sure, let's
all right, that. You got three strikes. These, a list of the top 10 things that adults are embarrassed they can't do. They should be able to, but they can't. Go.
Ride a bicycle.
That's a good one, but it's a strike. Did not make the top 10. You got two more strikes to go. Keep it going.
Okay. Cook.
What?
Cook.
Strike two. Simple things. A lot of times, you know, you can boil water, but that can, require some skill. These are simple things. Stupid things.
Okay.
Three seconds. I need an answer.
Hang a picture.
What did he say?
Hang a picture.
What did he say?
Hang him picture.
Hanging? No. No. And what I'll do before I go to the next caller, because some of these, they're all legitimate. I'm going to tell you right now, they're all legitimate. But I'm going to throw a few things out there as hints. Women have a problem with guys doing this, especially when they're behind the wheel. And they, maybe they're going to see somebody.
Why did the word polyglass just jump right in my head?
Think of, what's her name on Seinfeld, Jr.?
I don't know. Julia, I haven't seen the show in forever.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Sure.
She looked funny doing something. And as a matter of fact, I think we had to do this one thing for Junior one time because he didn't know how, and it was a special night for him. Ahoy, who's this? Jeez, that's a loud click. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Steven.
Steven, all answers, all top 10 are on there. These are simple things that adults are embarrassed they can't do.
Dance.
Number 5 on the board. Yep. Can't dance. All right, 1 down, 9 to go, all 3 strikes.
Write in cursive.
That's a good one, but that's a strike. Think about the kid in the neighborhood who doesn't get a chance to go out much, and he's fumbling around with something because he was never taught how.
I can't throw a ball.
No, that's a strike two. That's strike two. No, he's going out. He's got his blazer on. He's got his shirt on.
He can't zip up his jacket.
Strike two. No. Oh, that's strike three. Sorry. No. Something a little bit more complicated. Got one. These are all no-brainers. They're all over the place. There's a lot of things, that little things that you can't do. I'm trying to help you. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Kenny.
Kenny, we have dancing. Some adults are embarrassed they can't dance. There's 9 more on here, and it runs the gamut of little things adults are embarrassed they can't do, while others can. We've got dancing. What else is on there?
How about whistling?
Yes, sir. Whistling is number 7 on the board. They say especially the two-fingered whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. Keep that line of thought going.
How about, you're talking about the car, how about good with directions?
Number 2 answer on the board, remembering directions. Now, I was trying with the last caller about the young gentleman who is going out for, maybe he's got his first date. And he's got his jacket on, he's got his slacks, and he just can't do something, and you either have to tell him or do it for him. maybe even with your, if you had a son, this is one of the things a dad would teach a son how to do, but sometimes it doesn't get done.
Ride a bike?
Strike 2. Oh, no, I think that's your first strike.
Oh, okay. How about shuffling cards? My mom cannot shuffle deck of cards.
Shuffling cards is on there. That's number 8 on the board. Shuffling, a good shuffle of a deck of cards. But I can't believe. Remember when you had to get a person's, Haney, when you had to get someone because he couldn't do it? It was a zipper up. Mm-hmm. because some people say they also have to get a clip one.
Oh, tie a tie.
There we go. Number 9 on the board. Now we're on a roll. Yeah, you will be amazed in this day and age. You know, my old man taught me how to tie a tie way back when. But how kids today, young people today, they don't know how to tie a tie.
That's why God made clip-ons.
That's right. All right. You have one strike against you. You already have tying a tie, shuffling a deck of cards. We already had dancing, remembering directions. 1, 2, 3. There's four left on the board. And nobody has gotten the number 1 answer. But I'm gonna help you along. You got one strike. I'm going to try to give you some hints. Okay. You know how sometimes it's okay if you get a prescription from a doctor or something, and it's, you know, a little tiny thing. But then they have these big horse.
Swallowing pills.
Number one answer. Swallowing pills. All right. I'm going to give you a hint, but I'm not. You're going to have to come up with it on your own, or you're going to get a strike.
Okay.
Preparing for a kid's birthday party, it is difficult to do what? Because some people just can't seem to do it. It's simple enough, and you want to have enough of them, but you can't somehow get the thumb away from the twist and.
Time balloon.
Yes. number three on the board. Okay, all right. Let me see. And I'm gonna try to help you along here. Now you got one strike, and you have there's three left. And I will not now hesitate to strike you if you give me a wrong answer.
Okay.
All right. You are at work where there has been somebody stealing from you. You're going to have what?
Oh, an alibi.
You're not the one stealing. Someone's stealing from you.
Oh.
You know what? He said alibi. That's a strike.
Okay.
You got one more to give. Eventually, you think you know who it is, so you're going to have a...
Going to have to confront him. Tell
yeah,
him,
number
tell
four
me
on the board.
On the board. Cool. Just dominating this game.
Yeah, the old confrontation. There are two things left. Think about it at work as well. You have to go and do a meeting. And you see a bunch of faces in front of you, but you have a problem because you can't what?
Oh, you can't remember who's who.
Number six on the board. Remembering people's names even after they introduce themselves.
I hate that, Ron. I mean, Dan.
Ron?
Sorry. I'm bad at remembering names. Sorry.
This guy's a comedian, too.
I don't know, but the two of you are really hitting it off.
Yeah, I know. I know. You live in the park?
No. Yeah, trailer park.
Zingaroo! All right, one more. And this, the only hint I'm going to give you on this, and realizing if you blurt out an answer and it's wrong, you have struck out. And I'm going to go to another person who's going to win by answering just one thing.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
This one thing that a lot of people can do has to do with a facial thing, something with the face.
Wink one eye.
You got it. Number 10 on the board. Wink. You are absolutely correct. Nice job. I helped you along, but you did. You got it. I'm going to send you over to Junior. Have your choice between a gift card from Felipe's, where Carly's going to be tomorrow in Naples, or a gift card to Snug Harbor Waterfront. All right?
Sweet. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Hold on the line. Hold on. What a fun guy. And a jokester, too. People were surveyed, asked the most embarrassing things they can't do. They should be able to do it, but they can't. Number 10, winking. My mom can't wink. She can't close one eye. Never could wink.
Well, that's debilitating.
I know. Because I remember as a kid teasing her because I could wink both eyes and she couldn't.
Oh, so you mocked her.
I did. Number 9, the simple, manly thing of tying a tie.
You know, I realized I used to tie a tie every day for years,
yeah.
And I always resented it, and doing what we do and wearing a t-shirt every day, I realized just last year, I've forgotten how
you
to tie it.
Forgotten?
Yeah.
Well, it depends because you got your Windsor, your double Windsors. Junior had to be taught.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was
I know how to tie a tie.
Maybe
I do a half Windsor.
maybe it was the style of the tie that I had. But I'm like, this son of a bitch. Well, I thought I was making the right move, but it just wouldn't work.
My advice, and Junior probably has worn one of these too, if you have a bow tie, use a clip-on. Tying a bow tie, which should seem simple enough.
No, that's unfair.
You can't balance it right. There's always something extra
that
wrong.
That should not be expected of the average man.
No, I agree with you. You go with a clip-on there. Number eight.
I like bolos.
Shuffling a deck of cards. Well, yeah, you got the piece of metal, the string, and zoop, zoop, zoop. Shuffling a deck of cards. Try it sometimes if you don't play cards a lot.
Now, a Mississippi string tie, that can be difficult.
Right on. Whistling, especially with the two fingers. Number six, remembering people's names right after they introduce themselves. Like that guy right there. I couldn't tell you what his name was because I forgot it. And he told me his name. Dancing. Number five. Number four, confrontation. Number three, something I can't do, tie a balloon. It's the hardest thing in the world for me. Number two, remembering directions. And number one, you know, you get that prescription for the antibiotic, and it's a big size horse pill, that big amoxicillin pill, and you can't take it. You got to break it up. You got to snort it. We're going to take a break.
Where did that segment come from?
We're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to get your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. And I believe we have the lovely Jamie coming in. She's new to radio, and we're going to see how she does. And then later on today, our question of the week. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
That's all true, by the way.
I know it is. Stan and Haney here. Thursday afternoon. I'm going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Welcome our guest, our newbie, into the studio.
And I guess somehow we've become the Paris Island of Beasley Media Group.
Yeah. You know, somebody, you know, before they can cross over into broadcasting, they have to come through us.
Sir, yes, sir, you have.
See, she's been trained well already.
Yeah.
You've been listening, haven't you?
Sir, yes, sir.
We'd like to welcome Jamie to the show. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bring that microphone right over.
Okay. Here. A little closer.
Okay, first thing we got to do is we got to do a big production now so that you have theme music.
Yeah.
So here we go.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Jamie's crying. You've heard this song a lot.
So my mom told me it was Jamie's crying. It was really Janie's crying, right?
No, it's Jamie's crying.
Is it?
Yes.
Yep.
So she got it wrong, but got it right.
No, she was talking about Janie's got a gun.
That's it.
That's a whole different thing.
That is it. She told me that song was about me.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
nice of her.
Let me see if I get this right. From what I understood, you are thinking about doing a podcast.
That's right.
And the person that you're doing the podcast with has been on the radio before.
Yes. Sorry, yes, sir.
And has been through this particular boot camp.
And had to go through this boot camp. She passed with flying colors, although she got a little too sassy sometimes. And you have not been, and you just wanted to get a feel for it.
That's very true. I've just never heard myself on the radio, and I actually don't like how I sound. So that's kind of
sound
just
fine.
That's perfectly normal when you're not used to it.
Yeah.
Once that nerve dies, there'll be no problem. I can tell you'll have no problem at all.
Okay,
you didn't
great.
Even really need to do this.
I mean, I think I did.
I don't.
Yeah,
well, thanks.
I don't either. Are you still a little nervous, though?
Of course. Who wouldn't be on their first time?
Everything's fine.
See, that nerve died decades ago for me, so it's just odd to think that anything nervous about this.
See, she hasn't been on the radio before. You've been on for about 40 years.
Well, that's a, yeah, I can't relate to that at all.
He doesn't remember 40 years ago.
Oh, he and I remember select things from 40 years ago.
What you have to do is just put any consequences out of your mind and decide, am I going to do this or not?
Right.
And if you're going to do it, there will be consequences.
Absolutely. But that's, there's consequences for everything.
Now, what you'd be surprised about is that the consequences for he and I are generally things we never said.
Oh, that's the thing you got to worry about.
What will happen is that people you know will listen to your podcast and then they'll play telephone with it. Oh, my God, did you hear what Jamie said? And it will end up being something so bizarre and horrible, by the time it gets back to you, it's unrecognizable.
Yeah, and you never said it.
So it's like having friends in real life.
Yeah, that's yes. Like
essentially
that.
The same
yep.
thing.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I'm used to that. I got it.
You know, sporty, a picture might be good, you know, to send that around and let, you know, her co-host.
My co-host.
To know about it and all that stuff. You know, it's all.
Oh, nice. See, I could tell. Jamie came out and introduced herself while we were outside smoking. Yeah. I could tell as soon as she walked out and said hello, she's going to be fine.
Yeah, it's all about you. You have an outgoing personality. Yeah, a little spark about you.
You know how to communicate.
You know how to communicate.
And immediately, to your credit, you got us interested because you have a secret.
Oh, yeah, you
this
do.
This isn't your first time being famous.
I mean, famous is a really big term when you consider what my secret
know.
Is.
I would have a dream to do what she did. I would have loved to have done that.
Well, different show for me, but yeah, it's what, there.
A show? Did Ooh. You do a stage show?
Ooh, we're getting into the secret a little bit. I don't know how much I should divulge here.
A stage show? Was it a production? Was it a movie? Was it TV?
It did not have a female's body part on the outside of the building.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
All right. Did you do this by yourself?
I did not.
How many others did you do this with?
There were four other people on my team. There's a hint.
A team.
Was this a local production?
No.
Was this... So it was national.
It was a national show.
New York or California?
It was actually in Universal Studios when it was recorded. This one.
Okay.
It's going to throw you off. That's a...
Universal Studios, California or Florida?
Orlando. Yeah, Florida.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's where it was recorded.
So we're talking about a national television show?
Yes, we are.
Was your appearance a one-time thing with this group of people?
It was actually five times.
It was... Whoa. It was... So you were on a... We've established it's television.
Mm-hmm. Were you a featured player in this show?
I was a contestant. How about that?
A contestant.
Uh-huh. There we go.
So a game show.
There you go.
Game show. Now, what kind of game show? Hold it. So it was not just you. Were you going against somebody?
Yes.
But there was more than one person other than yourself going against other
yes.
contestants.
Sir, yes, sir.
Very good. Very good. And so there was a host to the show?
Yes.
And
he was very funny.
So a comedian host.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is.
Well, then go.
Is it? Were you on Family Feud?
Yes, I was.
I want to know about this. Was it with Steve Harvey?
It was with Steve Harvey.
And you were on five times?
Yes.
That means you guys won... For the whole week.
Except we lost the car. We lost the fifth game. And I'm extremely competitive, so you can only imagine what my face looked like on TV.
When were you on? How long ago was this?
Probably 10 years.
Really? You know, Steve Harvey's been hosting that long?
Maybe seven. I don't know.
See, I remember Richard Dawson.
Tragic
Ray Combs. Yeah, horrible. So you guys won 5 days in a row.
Well,
Did you do Fast Money? Were you one of the ones that did Fast Money?
I was in all of them.
All of the Fast Money?
Yes. I was the second person for every Fast Money we did.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, except that garnered my my insecurities about being on the air or on broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, you do a national show for 5 days and Fast Money.
What was wrong with it?
So I went second, and then the first time that we did the Fast Money, I would like twirl my hair, and I thought that that was like my superstitious, that's why I won that first round, you know? So like the next time that I did the same thing, and then somebody on Facebook started a Facebook hate group. Because I twirled my hair and I would do this like superstitious thing. And so
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. My sister of all people found it and was like, oh my God, Jamie, how funny is this? And like would send me all the comments about all these people hating me.
Today, Jamie's wearing a bun.
I'm wearing a bun.
Yep. She has not touched her hair.
Not once.
That insecurity is not creeping up when it comes to the hair again.
That's so cool.
Honest to God, people started a hate group.
A hate group over my hair twirling.
Oh my God.
Yeah, people are nice.
How popular was the hate group?
I don't remember. It was my sister. She found it, and she thought it was the best thing in the world. She probably made it, to be honest. Like, let's just be real.
Okay, well, if your sister made it, that takes it down a notch.
I don't really think she did. I think she actually just found it. But I think
if it's legitimate, that's a glorious thing.
Yeah.
See, I would take that as a badge of honor.
That people go out of their way to make fun of you.
Seriously, I think that's great. You go on a national television show.
But how did it honestly affect you when you first heard about it? What was your first reaction?
I actually thought it was really dumb that people would go that far, to write a Facebook group over me twirling my hair. No,
okay,
I didn't.
Okay, good.
Did you then stop twirling your hair?
No, but the episodes were done. And at that
point. No, I mean in real life, every time you went to twirl your hair.
And the funny thing is I did it on purpose the next few times because I thought that was why I had won. You know, so I intentionally went through all the same movements the next few times and didn't realize that anybody else was noticing it.
Yeah, having no idea it was about to scar you for life.
For life. I mean, my broadcast career, I was going to never do it again because of
that. Somebody on the Absolute Law text line did guess Family Feud. Another guest came in that she was on Fear Factor.
Ooh.
You have problem? Would you have a bigger problem with that?
Actually, I have another story about Fear Factor, but, you know.
Why, were you on Fear Factor?
For another day. No, actually, you know how Universal Studios used to have that fake Fear Factor?
Yeah.
Okay, so I did do that.
You spend a lot of time at Universal Studios.
I love Universal Studios. So they what they would do is, you know, in between the actual show, they would do those like little side things like here, eat this, drink this, that kind of thing. Well, they made these shakes. My sister and I are both blonde. Like we were young. This was at least 10, if not 12 years ago. And so they poured these shakes. I mean, dead cockroaches, like sour milk, everything you can think of that's nasty. Well, you had these two guys go up against us. It was a husband and a son group. And I mean, they're wearing camo. They think they're coming up and they're going to just annihilate us, right? And so I look at this and I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm pretty good at taking a shot. So I looked at my little sister and I said, take this like a shot, right? Take it like a shot and just, we're going to get this down.
So let's twirl our hair and take it down.
I mean, those guys looked at me like this. Are you kidding? Like, we finished that drink so quickly that they were just like, dumbfounded that we had finished that drink and that they'd lost.
Well, you know, the devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat.
That's right. Who were you so worried about? She's a natural.
Well, I was worried, so he was worried.
All right, let's put you to work
he
right
still
now.
Has, oh, no. He still hasn't left the room.
Yeah, I know he hasn't.
Yeah, he's nervous.
let's get you to work. We're going to get everybody updated on traffic, which is brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Here's Jamie.
Okay, so we have a hit and run in North Fort Myers on 545 Pine Island Road near the Walmart. We also have a no injury, no roadblock crash in Fort Myers on 17100 Ben Hill Griffin Parkway near the SunTrust Bank.
And you're up to date.
And you're up to date.
There you go.
Forgot that part.
See, that's all right. Not bad.
Almost.
You should have heard me the first time I did it. I still mess them up. Coming up in less than 1 hour.
And see, there's a lesson for you. Reading stuff makes you nervous.
Yeah.
If you're just telling us something.
Yeah.
You do.
You're natural.
Awesome. So read it to yourself first and then tell us what's going on. And it'll go much better.
Well, we're now up to date. So I guess next time we'll do that.
There'll be a next time.
No, there's just nothing to there's nothing to worry about. And even if you never came in here, you would have figured that out.
Watch this.
You're going to be fine.
Watch this guy. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. He is the news, Mark Haney. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got the headlines for you. This is what's coming up.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know. We have all the statistics on how many Americans will drink on election night and what type of liquor is appropriate.
Stick with the clear.
Yeah, because you'll need to need to be able to function the next day.
That's right.
A woman is being forced by the Homeowners Association to immediately, without delay, remove her pole dancing skeleton. It is inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
A woman is busted for making 42,000 fraudulent Amazon returns in 5 years. And finally, a Dateline Deltona.
Okay.
A Florida cable customer takes her refund with the use of a crowbar. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We're going to take a break. We're gonna come back. When we come back, Jamie will update us again on traffic, and we will pose to you our question of the week. It's not a yes or no answer, Jamie. You've got a story.
Okay, I'm a little nervous.
And knowing who that you're going to be working with, I think it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, okay. Without a doubt. And we'll pose the question of the week.
And we get to take credit for it.
Right, 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 Scooter? when we come back, we'll get you updated on traffic, our question of the week. We'll send it around the room, and then we'll let you call in as well and give us your answer to our question of the week. This is the Stan and Haney Show with Jamie.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
You know, I'm really impressed that we have in the studio with us a five-time Family Feud winner, featured player. And I want to see how good she really is.
All right.
I'm going to send my fee later, so don't worry.
All right.
Hold it a second.
What are you doing?
I'll just go ahead and do what you're doing.
All right. The category is things you find in a bucket. Things you find in a bucket. Let's go.
Water.
Let's see if it's number one answer.
Look what I got. There we go. I got.
Hey, I'm only good. I'm only good if I'm timed. I got 20 seconds on the clock. Okay, no, I'm just kidding.
No, but you nailed the number one answer.
Oh, good.
Hold on. Let's see if we can do this. Name something on which you'd hate to see an out of order sign.
Bathroom.
Number one answer.
She's a ringer.
Number one answer.
I don't know how you missed the car.
It wasn't our fault.
Name an animal that people ride.
Horse.
Number one. Name someone famous, real or fictional, named Mother.
Teresa.
That was number two. One answer more popular than that.
Nature.
Mother Goose.
Oh.
I like Mother Nature better. I would have thought that would have been number one.
Name something you might watch through binoculars.
The stars.
Number four.
Football game or a sporting event.
Number two.
Oh, naked people.
People on the board. Still not the number one answer.
Really?
No.
Oh, birds.
Yes, number one.
There we go.
Let's try two more and then we'll move on. Name something dogs do when riding in a car.
Stick out their head.
Number one.
You could do this all day.
Yeah. I like the pressure.
Huh. Name something a man might wear a long time before cleaning.
Underwear.
Number one.
Jeans, number two.
No, socks.
Oh, yeah. That's
followed by a coat, t-shirt, hat, and pants.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah. This is really good. Name something people have a hard time closing.
A door?
Number three.
Their emotions.
You're close. Mouth. One more. If you could miraculously become the boss at work, what's the first thing you would do?
More vacation.
Fire somebody.
Vacation number three. Number two, fire somebody.
Benefits?
Give raises.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
One more.
Yeah, that one wasn't fun. Nobody wants to think about work.
If you could, well, that's a job one. I'll get rid of that. Name something you wouldn't be able to do if your water was shut off.
Shower.
Number one answer. Name something you eat that comes on a stick.
Kebab. Popsicle.
Okay, that was number three and number two. Number one.
Corn dog? Yes! There we go.
All three, okay. You're a pro at
this. She is quick.
Wow.
That's why I was number two every time we did the Fast Money.
Now, when you were up for the car, what kind of car was it?
I don't remember. I think it was a Chevrolet, actually.
If you have five people, who would get the car?
It was an Impala. Actually, what they do is they split it five ways. The value of it, they split it five ways.
Haney and I had to do a handathon in the day. Well, it was for what?
I still have PTSD.
For 2 years, it was for a Camaro. The third year, it was a Corvette. And that was the thing. It went for days and days and days. And the person that winds up winning it realizes they have to pay the taxes on it and all of that stuff. And the car dealership says, would you like the cash instead? And they always take the money.
Yeah.
Always.
That
always.
Was just sick, though.
I know.
It was like people learn to sleep with their hand on the car.
Like days and days. So what do they do? Can they take restroom breaks?
It was a five-minute break an hour. And a 15-minute break every 6 hours.
Wow.
And this went on for days because there's not a time limit on it. Mm-hmm. It's who has their hand on the car last.
Wow.
And once you get into day three and four, everybody falls asleep. The difference is the people that fall asleep and forget they're there and let their hand slip versus the people that somehow have programmed themselves to never leave that car.
Yeah.
And then you get down to usually just two people for the next 2 days. Because they're so close, even though they are in horrible shape, they won't quit.
The last one we did, which was for the Corvette, the first two went, I think, like 5 days. The Corvette one, when we, as a radio station, decided we weren't going to do it anymore, it was almost too cruel and really taking a lot of resources.
Well, it was killing us.
It was going into its second week.
Oh, my gosh.
It went from a Friday, I think we'd kick it off on a Friday, all weekend long, went the entire week and went back to the next weekend, and then they finally said enough's enough.
But they had a winner.
They were two people that wouldn't quit, and they split the money.
And we had to be there the whole time.
Yeah. Broadcast, be judges.
I can see why you guys you ended that contest.
Oh, that was horrible.
You're like, we're good.
Yeah, fine.
And when you watch people, at first, you know, it's a fun thing. Hey, who doesn't want a Corvette? And then you see these two people just hanging on, their bodies wasting away. And I go, you know what? You greedy mother. Get off that car.
There were referees, and when people were getting delirious, that have their hand on the car. If you wanted to change hands, you had to call a referee over, put both hands on the car, and then lift the other one off so that you had something in contact. And people got thrown out because they were so delirious, they'd lift the hand off.
They couldn't take instruction.
And they were out.
And I mean, when...
It was crazy.
Well, that's one phase of it. When it's early on and people are, like you said, there's a bunch of delirious people in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a fun all its own. They don't know where they are or what's going on.
No. Some of them don't bother taking that bathroom break in a portalette or bathroom. It's right there.
They go right there.
That's as close as I've seen to zombies in numbers.
Oh, it was insane. And then those guys forget to wash their underwear, probably. It's
precisely. See, there number you go. One
number one.
Let's get a look at... we're going to do the question of the week, let you think about it, then we'll do traffic. Here's our question of the week.
1,500 people surveyed.
Yep. Number one. Top five answers on the board. Here's our question of the week. Now, think about this. Halloween is coming. And you can go out as a kid or as a grown-up, go to a Halloween party or go out trick-or-treating as a little kid. If you're a parent, you're handing out the candy at the door. When you were growing up, what did your community do for Halloween? Did your town have a haunted house, a haunted walk? Was there a fall festival? Each community, and I threw this one at my wife beforehand to see, and she right off the bat talked about how they had a Halloween parade with the school's marching band. They had all kinds of activities for Halloween that the town would do. You don't see that a lot anymore, especially now with COVID. Growing up, what did your community do for Halloween? 277-9600. Tell us your story. What did your, growing up as a kid, teenager, what did your town do? Do you have an answer to that?
Actually, no.
Your town did nothing.
I was from Miami.
Oh, they did nothing.
Right.
Yeah, it's a small town, Stan. Yeah,
small town. They didn't.
They didn't have the budget for that.
No, it was. There was no town community like feel.
277-9600. What did your town do for Halloween?
Ours was stay inside. Otherwise, you're going to get egged, shaving cream, toilet paper in the front yard, that kind of thing.
277-9600.
Makes perfect sense.
Let's do traffic, and then we'll take your calls. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral.
Well, all of these are in North Naples. There's a disabled vehicle on Livingston Road and Immokalee Road. There's a crash on Airport Road and Orange Blossom Drive. And then there's a crash on 4700 St. Croix Lane.
And you're up to date.
And then now you're up to date.
See how much easier that
Almost
was?
Almost there, yeah.
Yep, nice job. Yeah, we'll have another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes right before Mark Haney and the news. Growing up, towns tried to do little things for Halloween, anytime there was a holiday. Growing up, what did your community do for Halloween? It may be a haunted house, a haunted walk, a fall festival, parade. I know I grew up in a rural town, Canton, Connecticut, population about 5,000. And every Halloween, there we go. Every Halloween, they would do the hayride. They'd have the horse, the big giant wooden cart, the hay bales, the pumpkins, and everybody would go all through the trails into the woods on a hayride, and they would do that every Halloween. And every Halloween, a kid would fall off, get hurt, and they'd have to reconsider doing it the next year.
But they did.
Well, insurance, I think. But they did it. They did it every year. And it was a great thing. It was a great. They would go to where our school was and pick people up right at around dusk, and they'd keep it going out into the evening, and it was really cool. Haney?
Well, Halloween itself revolved around the neighborhood, and everybody went all out with decorations, and everybody. That was the days where every house you trick or treated. But as far as the community, they would have like a mini festival at the elementary school featuring the big cakewalk.
The cakewalk?
Yeah.
All right.
What is a cakewalk? Am I the only one that doesn't know what that is?
Good question.
All of the moms would bake different cakes, and it would be like a raffle thing, but I think the way they did it is the kids would have to stand on numbers and wait for their number to be called, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we did that in Miami, too.
Mm-hmm. I thought they didn't do anything over there.
I was kidding.
Junior, you grew up up north, right? Or when you were little?
Yeah.
And up there, I mean, fall is huge. Halloween, huge. What'd they do in your town?
So I was very little, and I barely remember this. But there was one Halloween where there was a giant blizzard. So there were no kids outside or anything. So we ended up just going to the mall, and all the stores were passing out candy. That's the only thing I can think
any
of.
Kind of
boy, what a
thing.
Great tradition.
It was South Dakota. Tradition. What do you expect?
Childhood memories.
Yeah, childhood memories.
South Dakota?
They
blizzard?
Started this mall candy thing. Haney and I were grown adults when that started.
Ooh, hoity-toity.
I mean, you know, when we were kids, we had to worry about razor blades and apples.
Yeah.
Now they're passing out weed edibles.
Stop! 277-9600, our question of the week. Growing up, what did your community do for Halloween? Ahoy, who's this?
Name's London.
What's your first name?
Just like the city, London.
Oh, London. That's cool. All right, what did your community do? Where did you grow up, and what did your community do?
I grew up in a small town up in Osceola County. Very rural, mostly orange groves up there. And there was essentially two cities, well, small cities, rather, towns. St. Cloud and what is now Lake Nona. And there was two of them, really. One of them over in Lake Nona in Moss Park, I think it's a state park, they used to do like a haunted hayride where you get to behind a tractor and do a haunted hayride.
Yeah.
Well, St. Cloud's the big city there.
Big city up there. And Lake Nona has an awesome golf course.
Well, this was before Lake Nona even existed, really.
Sure. Yeah, that's when you were a little kid. That's what we're asking. 277-9600. What did your town do? I know the next town over from us, they had a haunted house. Well, it was a normal building, but they'd make it into a haunted house and get like the volunteers to make it
scary.
You know,
now I think about it, I think they did a haunted house at the elementary school, too.
They used to have the trails where they would light it all up, and they'd have like kids in there scare you as you're walking down the trails.
And they blindfold you and make you put your hands in a bucket full of olives and tell you their eyeballs.
Yeah, you know. That went to a few of them.
Did they do that in Miami?
Well, we had, you know, Daniel Hilai. It was.
Yeah.
Okay. I've gambled a few times.
Okay, so they did actually, because now you guys are talking about this, it reminds me. Daniel Hilai was converted into a haunted house. And when I tell you, right up there on the level with Universal again. whatever that one is, Halloween Horror Nights, whatever. Yeah. It was probably one of the scariest things I've ever done in my life, and I like begged them to let me out. I was like, please just let me out. I can't.
Well, you got a lot of room to work in a High Life Ronton.
Yeah, you do.
It was very scary.
Yeah, you ever go to a High Life Ronton to gamble?
No.
Okay, you're not missing much.
Well, it's rigged.
It is rigged. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Frank.
It's fun to heckle them, though. You lazy bastard!
Frank, what about your community when you were growing up? Did they do anything special for Halloween?
We had a fall festival about a week before Halloween every year in San Antonio, Florida, called the Rattlesnake Roundup.
Ooh. Where is that? Where's San Antonio, Florida?
Pasco County.
Okay. And they would round up snakes?
The men would go out weeks before and they'd catch rattlesnakes, keep them alive, bring them in burlap bags. They would put plywood around the baseball diamond and they would let the snakes go, and the handler would go in there and catch them one at a time and milk them for the venom, take them across the street and have the ditches full of wood, and they would make grills and they would cook the snake after the work.
Yeah, I've heard of these things. I didn't know it was like a tradition.
Now that's fun.
Yeah, that's the best one I've heard.
That's great. That is awesome. Did you partake in eating some of that snake?
We would eat it. Oh yeah.
What's it taste like?
chicken.
Like everything else, tastes chicken. Like chicken.
Yep. You ever had gator tail?
Tastes like chicken. 277-9600. Question of the week. What did your community do when you were growing up for Halloween? Did you have a haunted house? Did you have the hayride? Did you have the snake roundup? What happened in your community?
Why did things have to work out where everything tastes like chicken? Why couldn't it have been everything tastes like a great steak?
Yeah, no kidding. Eat frog legs. What's that taste like? Chicken. Eat an iguana. What's that? Chicken.
So why aren't we eating chicken and saying that it tastes like iguana?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, God knows we got plenty of iguana. Yep. That's your thing.
Let's do an iguana roundup. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Christy.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
Good.
Now, back in the 40s when you were growing up, sorry. I'm sorry, it was a slip of the tongue. When you were growing up, what did your community do for Halloween?
We I came from a small community in Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
So they blocked off downtown, which was only about like 6 blocks long. But they would block it all off, and all the businesses would have games and pumpkin stuff and face paintings and clowns and the apple dunking and things like that. Yeah, and then they'd have a trolley. They'd have a trolley that, like, went through. And then the local photographer would take pictures of all the kids, like, for free.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see
that. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, and it became a tradition. And you know what? And I know communities like that, and you look forward to it every year.
Every year, yes. Yep. Everybody goes all out, and it's always the Thursday before Halloween.
Thank you so much for that.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a good night, guys.
Bye. Good evening. 277-9600.
That sounds like what Disney-based Main Street USA on.
Yeah.
See, and you guys probably don't watch these, but the Hallmark movies, the Fall Harvest Hallmark movies, she just described is a picture scene directly out of the Hallmark movies.
Do you know, they showed me an ad. I don't understand the internet, Stan, you know this.
I know this.
You know, I'm checking on the latest football scores, and up pops an ad of a woman with an oversized hoodie that says, "This is my Hallmark Christmas movie watching shirt."
I have that. I do. I have the tank top.
I guess they wanted me to buy it for you because I don't need it. But
so you do, yeah.
So that's an actual thing.
Yeah, yeah, I have it. I have the tank top.
Okay. All right. Right on. Right on.
I thought it was a joke.
Yep.
Nope. It's real life.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Mike.
Mike, what did your town do for Halloween?
Not much, but tell that Family Feud bitch to learn how to talk on the radio.
See, you're the reason.
That's what we call seasoning.
I'm just kidding.
Ahoy, who's
he remembers the hair twirling. He didn't like it.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chuck.
Chuck, what did your town do?
They put on extra cops at night.
Wait a second. Now, because there was also the thing, depending on where you lived, what was it, the night before Halloween?
Devil's Night.
Devil's Night.
Big in Detroit.
Oh.
That was practice.
We got a screener here, right? 277-9600. What did your community do for Halloween? Were you yelling at somebody?
You told me to be a screener. That wasn't a good reception.
It wasn't a good reception.
No.
Bad signal?
Bad signal.
All right. If you'd like to answer, we got to take a break anyways. We're late. If you'd
By the way, I've been remiss. Would you like a pixie stick?
I was watching you eat that, but no, thank you.
Okay. Pop rocks?
I love both, honestly. Any sort of sugar.
I've got a pixie stick if you'd like one. Would you like a pop rocks to go?
Do you have a blue? If you have a blue pixie stick, then...
Is that
or a
your
green.
Favorite?
Or a green. I like blue and green. Those are my favorites. Oh, yeah. I see a blue right there. Thank you.
I got red,
here
blue,
you go. Here's some scissors for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, here's some pop rocks.
I've been called high maintenance before. You know, I couldn't just take a pixie stick. I had to ask for the one I wanted.
Yeah, I'm quite familiar with high maintenance.
You
no
like
worries
stoppers?
There.
I do. Yeah. I like the green ones.
Junior, you want a gobstopper?
What's your favorite flavor, Junior?
Blue.
They don't have a blue gobstopper, do they?
I think they do. There's got to be a blue in there.
I think
somewhere.
There's a red, there's a purple, there's a green, and there's an orange for sure.
There you go.
Now, yeah, I think many, you're right. I don't think there is a blue.
How many gobstoppers at a time?
That I could eat at once?
But I mean, just when you get a box of gobstoppers, how many at a time do you take?
Oh, I like three.
Yeah. I like five.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's because
there's no blue. I forgot yellow.
It's because usually I'll have the gobstoppers while I'm playing a game. And so if I have five, that'll probably last me through that activity.
Hmm. Why couldn't you just put more in your mouth once the three were out?
Because I'm playing a game. I'm busy.
Oh, video game. I got you. Okay, okay. I thought you meant like a game, like a board game.
Oh, like a real game? No.
One more and then we got to take a break.
Uh-oh, we going back?
One more.
Our guy's not going to like this.
Just one more. If you thought you heard a robber in your home, where would you hide?
Closet.
Number one.
She's a ringer.
One more. Name something kids would probably never do in the morning if it wasn't for mom.
Brush their teeth.
Number one.
Damn. That's
Jamie,
impressive.
Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
You're great.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, you guys.
We're going to take a break.
I think you aced your audition.
A plus.
Minus the traffic.
No, you got better on the second one.
Oh, the second one I didn't even notice.
Yeah, okay. It was smooth as silk. Thank you. We're coming back when we come. Mark Haney and the news. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
And we're great companions on a trip. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. And we're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. News with Mark Haney. Coming up at 6 o'clock will be Al Beck. And I gotta hand it to Jamie. Our audience really enjoyed her in the studio.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
And from the Absolute Law text line, I like her. Can we keep her?
No.
Absolute Law text line. Haney, love me a good cakewalk. Our family always left at least two cakes.
Good man.
Yeah. What else we got here?
I'm sorry I was a little late coming in for the break.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, what's Mother's official title?
He is operations director.
Yeah. I was talking to him and our program director, John, in the parking lot, and it got a little emotional. Because for those of you that don't know, today's my last day. Because I'm going to be terminated as of midnight tonight. So
now it's I think it's midnight tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not my decision, but I've been informed that I'm being terminated. I thought it was midnight tonight. Then I guess I'll do the show tomorrow.
You've got a day. And you know, I can't get into this. It's look at Junior saying, don't get into it. It's a simple thing, Haney.
I understand that, but I was told that I'm being terminated, and I respect the decision. There's nothing I can do about it.
All right. Best of luck to you.
It's been a great ride.
Yeah, been a great ride. I'll see you on Friday.
I'm still not exactly sure why.
I know, because I told you why. I told you. And it's a simple thing. Christ's sake, just do it.
Well, what is it? Some sort of sensitivity thing?
Yeah, but no.
I'm going to fail that.
No, but stop. Like, stop.
Stop. I'm telling you to stop.
You know what? Maybe I could do it if you gave me a cheat sheet, because I honestly don't know what the right answer is anymore.
You know, I always believe that sleeping on it will give you a better perspective. That's why I sleep, and Haney
sleeps. La, 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 let me sleep on it.
On the beautiful MyPillow Giza Dreams sheets.
That's right. Nothing but the best.
Nothing
for Stan
but
and
the
Haney.
Best. And they are. They're phenomenal. And there's a special offer going on right now. Two sets of sheets for one low price plus free shipping.
And everybody knows MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. But MyPillow has just announced they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2021.
That's so if you're giving it as a Christmas gift. Here's how you're going to get the great deal. Mike Lindell and the gang set up a special number for us and a special promo code for you guys. 1-800-634-9645 and use the promo code 96KROCK.
Or you can go to MyPillow.com and again, use that promo code 96KROCK to get the deal we just told you about.
Yep, 1-800-634-9645 and use that promo code 96KROCK.
You'll be glad you did.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Boy, it's really a heavy heart today.
Will you please? This is something. This is basic stuff.
Yeah.
And you're holding out. And what? The only option they have is to hang that over your head. My advice to you.
I was shocked when I saw the word, you will be terminated.
Will you stop it?
Yeah, decades.
Yeah, I know. And then you want to act like an ass.
Is that a surprise to anyone?
You're acting like a real jerk.
But is that a surprise to anyone?
No, it's not.
At any level of this company?
They've had enough. They've had enough of you. When the program director, the operations director, the market manager, and they all tell you, do it.
Oh, they didn't say anything like that. I just told them bye.
What are you?
No, that's why I was late coming in, because I said, I guess it's my last day. Because I won't do sensitivity training.
It's not sensitivity.
Well, what do they call it now?
It's not, it doesn't even have it. You got anything you want to add to this? You're all waving over there.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I just think we should drop it.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend you saying a word.
He's taken care of. I'm taken care of.
I'm already done.
Done.
Well, I can tell you got a mouthful of candy.
Will you please? Fort Myers. Disabled vehicle. Alico Road and I-75. Also Fort Myers. Got a crash. 10,000 block of Gulf Center Drive right at the Red Robin. And in Bonita Springs. Got a crash. Bonita Beach Road Southeast and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News. Maybe for the last time. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And it'll be my own fault because I'm a jerk.
Who's on the phone?
People just want to say bye to Haney.
Oh, that's nice. I appreciate it.
Okay. Ahoy.
Ahoy, this is Matt.
Yeah, say goodbye to Haney.
Hey, it's been a hell of a run, brother. Love you. Thank you for everything.
You too. Thanks, bud. Sorry it has to be like this.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not. Never mind. It starts right now.
All right. If someone who identifies as trans gets on a train in Chicago.
That's not even in there.
When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard.
Section 2. Good touch, bad touch.
That doesn't have that.
One anchorman was
Section 3.
See, you don't even know what it is.
Section 3. Wandering eyes.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Who are you talking to?
Ain't talking to you.
Yeah, because you know I'm ready.
It don't matter.
I was born ready.
Don't matter.
In other words, Martini was
always ready.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Martini.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday,
October
28th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Let me go to the phones. Ahoy.
Ahoy, this is Alex Jones.
Yeah, you want to wish Haney a farewell?
I do, and I just want to tell him I'm gonna fire Owen Stroyer and David Knight. You're gonna get both their salaries. I'm gonna put you up in a nice condo here, right next door to Joe Rogan.
Oh man,
Joe Rogan weed. You smoke some of that good Joe Rogan weed, and we're gonna set you up with a 5-year deal. You're gonna get your own studio and a company car.
What about a Gatling gun?
You'll get two of them and a Barrett 50 cal.
I don't think I have to take that training.
You're not taking.
If I had to take corporate training from Alex Jones, I would ace it.
Do you know you're not taking it here?
I don't understand what it's about, but I.
Right, you're going around yap 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 yap. You don't even know what it's about.
No,
just do it.
That they threaten me with termination as of midnight. Now you say it's midnight tomorrow, which is a relief. Because I didn't want you to have to do the show by yourself tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to have to do it on Monday.
Yeah. But I, you know.
You keep this
like
up.
Like a stay from the governor.
You keep this up, it'll be for real.
So? Time now for things you didn't know. You know, Jodie Foster.
By the way, it's the 29th.
That's not what it says here.
It's the 29th.
It's not what it says here.
What to say there? It's Thursday the 28th.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Today is the 29th.
I don't know what jackass printed this stuff up, but do you know who did it, Stan?
I did it.
You handed this to me?
Yeah.
To make me look bad on my last day?
I did not. I would think you'd know which day of the week it is.
I said it was Thursday.
Right, that's correct. The 29th.
Then why did you print up the 28th?
That's the way they handed it to me.
Yeah.
Will you please?
That's so embarrassing on my last day.
Will you? Yep. Will you please do something?
We all know the damage that Jodie Foster has done to this country.
Do you want me to do it? The damage she's done to this country.
Jodie Foster nearly got Reagan killed.
She didn't. Some nutball.
Well, you know Jodie Foster, child actress, then just a string of Oscars, just thinks it doesn't stink. Jodie Foster would like you to know.
Yeah.
She speaks such perfect French that she does her own dubbing in the French versions of her movies.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Oye, comment va?
Yeah.
Jeez. Simple thing, it'd take you 5 minutes. Unbelievable.
How long does it take the average mammal to defecate?
22 seconds.
Close. They've studied it extensively for some reason, and the answer, 12 seconds.
All right. On a good day.
Now, remember, some are much longer, some are much shorter.
Yeah.
Because those yipper dogs take their time. We've all thought it at one time or another, my God, why can't I find a friggin' parking space? Well, believe it or not, there are about 800 million parking spaces in the United States, or 8 per car. They're just in the wrong places.
Yeah. Not where you want to be.
Nope. And, you know, that includes, like, those Disney parking lots. Mm-hmm. Even those overflow sometimes.
Sometimes. That's why you got the tram.
Yep. Okay. And you got to remember, Goofy, Road D.
Yep.
I mean, you're stumbling out at the end of the day.
Just to the next one.
What is the rarest eye color in the world?
Gray.
Green. Only 2% of people have them. Brown eyes are the most common by far, but blue eyes are the best.
Yeah, well, crying in the rain. That's what you'll be doing if you don't fill that stuff out. By what color are my eyes?
Stan, I can't cry anymore.
What are they?
What are they?
What color?
Black.
Yeah.
Are they green?
Yeah. Well, they change. They go from hazel to green, green to hazel.
Well, then I guess
you're not my mood.
That's odd that you say that, because I've noticed, depending on my mood,
yeah,
sometimes a light bulb will shatter. Wish I was joking.
I've seen it.
We doing good on time?
We're about ready for a break.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, with COVID, virtually every man, woman, and child is like a trip hammer waiting for any reason to go off. So you would think in this day and age that maybe the HOA would back the F off.
I would hope so.
No. There's a woman named Angela Nava in Richmond, Texas, and she is about to lose her mind because the Homeowners Association is forcing her to remove all her Halloween decorations.
Why?
She says she put them up because, quote, we've all been cooped up. It's been a terrible year, and it's really been just a great creative outlet.
Right.
She put up multiple pole dancing skeletons. On the bright side, HOAs are as bureaucratic as they are joyless, so they gave her the standard 30-day deadline to remove the offensive decorations, yeah, which means the deadline is well after Halloween,
yeah,
and it doesn't matter, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
But the paperwork will be generated and recorded.
Yeah.
Boy, she really went to town
she
on
sure
that,
did.
Didn't she?
She loves a good skeleton.
That's disturbing. That's a sign of disorder.
Yeah. I'll tell you about another sign of disorder.
Here's a 32-year-old woman named Hoa Tibma from Tampa. And she ran a scam going all the way back to March of 2015, she came upon a brilliant idea to get one over on the man. She would order items from Amazon and then return them. She'd always check the box that said she was paying for her own shipping, so they would reimburse her for the costs. Mm-hmm. Only she wasn't paying for the shipping. Instead, she would use prepaid shipping labels from canceled orders to ship the stuff back to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
She did this 42,000 times.
Yeah, I think we talked. Didn't she have multiple accounts, too?
This basically became her life.
Yeah.
She averaged more than 20 returns a day using 31 different accounts, but they were all in her name and used her address. That is a tremendous amount of effort. So you got to figure she made some serious bank. We're talking about 5 years worth of scamming hard every day.
Yep, it was her life.
Yeah. For her efforts, it came out to about $165,000 total.
Well, that's good added income.
But not great for full-time.
No, not full-time over 5 years. I mean, if that was annually, that
Oh, annually? Yeah, I mean, that's a good low-level scam. but is it worth facing grand theft charges?
It's what it is. It's what it is. There she is.
And, you know, that kind of means she doesn't get to keep it.
Yeah. Well, later. She knows what's going on.
You've wasted 5 years of your life on stupidity.
Well, look, she must have spent a lot of time in the house. She's got a very bad skin issue. And
I thought that was from the boat.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, I need sleep, Stan.
Yeah. Somebody has already texted. Yeah. All right, Haney. Stan and Jamie has a nice ring.
You know what it does, but she's far too successful to stoop to that level.
Yeah, you got that right.
A 34-year-old woman named Diahani Sarati of Deltona, Florida, got very upset with the cable company. As a matter of fact, she went to Spectrum Cable's store on Tuesday afternoon to give her a piece of her mind and demand a refund. The employees advised her she would not be getting a refund.
Oh, really?
That was not what she wanted to hear, so she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She went out to her van, grabbed a crowbar, and returned to the store to pry open every cash register, and that way she was able to get her refund via self-service.
Jeez.
The employees called the police. They didn't get there in time. But she was a bit surprised to find them waiting at her home when she pulled in the driveway. She is facing an armed robbery charge.
There she is. Yeah, she looks like somebody that's got a temper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's her first name?
Diahana.
Okay.
Diahianna.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure there. She looks like the one that there are eyes in her name, and she dots them with a smiley face.
No, she uses frowns.
Oh, does she? That's two dots and an upside down.
Yep.
Or just one of those straight line ones.
No, when she writes to the cable company, she does it with a frown. I am very upset. Sincerely, Diahana. Frowny face.
Yeah.
Probably use an emoji sticking its tongue out. And that's the news for today, Thursday,
October
28th.
Double M 29th. Double M double X. Jeez.
You gave me this, you son of a bitch.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Love you, Stan.
Love you, Haney. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
I'm fine.
Well, at least I'll be back. Stan Haney, 96K.
Well, I thought I was supposed to come in tomorrow.
the radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney putting the finishing touches on the Thursday Stan and Haney show. Al Beck in at 6 o'clock. Want to remind you, Jeff Zito's back. And he's middays now, 10 till 2, and you can see him this Saturday.
And all's right with the world.
Yep. He'll be in town at Sidelines Sports Bar, 4451 Veronica Shoemaker Boulevard in Fort Myers. Zito will be hanging out there Saturday night, 8 to 10 p.m. So go and welcome him back. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations. Fort Myers, Cape Coral. All right, let's see what we got here. Okay, first in North Fort Myers, we have a crash. I-75 southbound at mile marker 148. And let's see. Oh, and we have a crash. Fort Myers, 14,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date.
You come dancing in here.
Yes, sir.
With the devil's daughter. Spilling beer and doing things you hadn't ordered. You found her walking the streets, carrying a sack of quarters. Now she's stealing rings off the hands of your dying mother.
That's subtle.
And if that witch don't leave, I believe I'm gonna have to help her. Don't you know that blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water.
Tell him, Billy Joe.
In the mother's heart are so many sons and daughters. When the water breaks, they wash out into the world. They're the tie that binds between the mothers and the fathers. I know that blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water.
Eddie's turn.
To the ground, I can't get no lower.
Yeah.
I've seen you puking out your guts and running with sluts when you was married to my mother. Now the powers that be are leading you and me like two lambs to the slaughter. I need a friend, I'm your son, and you're always gonna be my father. Don't you know that blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water. When the fever rides, we won't even know what hit us. And the blood of Christ will be spilled throughout the world. And the born again, all the children of the Father, will be drawn as one to the living well of life. And the hand of God will bring creation back to order. I tell you, blood is thicker. Blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water.
That's great. Great Billy Joe Shaver passing away yesterday.
True genius.
Yep. Let's laugh a little bit.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Mr. World contest on the TV. You ever see this? Big bodybuilding contest, the Mr. World. So this guy wins it. He's the best in the world. He's Mr. World. So then they say at the end, they say, hey, don't miss next month, the Mr. Universe contest. I don't know about you guys, but I'm putting my money on Mr. World on this one, you know. I figure he's a shoo-in with his home planet advantage and everything. This guy, you know, it's a guy that, you know, the guy's pretty well. But I don't know. You can't figure, you know. You ever see them sports where they try to combine two sports together, make a new sport, you know, they don't even go together, you know, like, you gotta run a 100-yard dash and then fish. That's that cliff diving, there's a hell of a sport. Hey, guy diving off a cliff. You ever see that? There's no way of telling who's a better cliff diver. You know, there's a bunch of guys diving off a cliff. You can't tell. You know, if you survive at all, you're a pretty good cliff diver. You know, you're a great cliff diver. There's only two categories in cliff diving. I was reading that. There's grand champion and stuff on a rock. Tough sport to make a comeback in, I'll tell you that. You know,
have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Halloween is coming. And you can go out as a kid or as a grown-up, go to a Halloween party or go out trick-or-treating as a little kid. If you're a parent, you're handing out the candy at the door. When you were growing up, what did your community do for Halloween? Did your town have a haunted house, a haunted walk? Was there a fall festival? Each community, and I threw this one at my wife beforehand to see, and she right off the bat talked about how they had a Halloween parade with the school's marching band. They had all kinds of activities for Halloween that the town would do. You don't see that a lot anymore, especially now with COVID. Growing up, what did your community do for Halloween? Ahoy, who's this?
Name's London. Just like the city, London.
Oh, London. That's cool. All right, what did your community do? Where did you grow up, and what did your community do?
I grew up in a small town up in Osceola County. Very rural, mostly orange groves up there. And there was essentially two cities, well, small cities, rather, towns. St. Cloud and what is now Lake Nona. And there's two of them, really. One of them over in Lake Nona in Moss Park, I think it's a state park, they used to do like a haunted hayride where you get towed behind a tractor and do a haunted hayride.
Yeah.
Well, St. Cloud's the big city.
Right.
There.
Big city up there. And Lake Nona has an awesome golf course.
Well, this was before Lake Nona even existed, really.
Sure.
You know,
yeah, that's when you were a little kid. That's what we're asking. 277-9600. What did your town do? I know the next town over from us, they had a haunted house. Well, it was a normal building, but they'd make it into a haunted house. Volunteers to make it scary.
You know, now I think about it, I think they did a haunted house at the elementary school, too.
They used to have the trails where they would light it all up, and they'd have, like, you kids know, where, in there scare you as you're walking down the trails.
And they blindfold you and make you put your hands in a bucket full of olives and tell you their eyeballs.
Yeah. You know? That went to a few of them.
Did they do that in Miami?
Well, we had, you know, Daniel Highlight.
Okay.
I've gambled a few times.
Okay, so they did actually, because now you guys are talking about this, it reminds me. Daniel Highlight was converted into a haunted house. And when I tell you, right up there on the level with Universal again. whatever that one is, Halloween Horror Nights, whatever. Yeah. It was probably one of the scariest things I've ever done in my life, and I like begged them to let me out. I was like, please just let me out. I can't.
Well, you got a lot of room to work in a High Life Ronton.
Yeah, you do.
It was very scary.
Yeah, if you ever go to a High Life Ronton to gamble?
No.
Okay, you're not missing much.
Well, it's rigged.
It is rigged. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Frank.
It's fun to heckle them, though. Yeah. You lazy bastard!
Frank, what about your community when you were growing up? Did they do anything special for Halloween?
We had a fall festival about a week before Halloween every year in San Antonio, Florida, called the Rattlesnake Roundup.
Ooh! Where is that? Where's San Antonio, Florida?
Pasco County.
Okay.
The men would go out weeks before, and they'd catch rattlesnakes, keep them alive, bring them in burlap bags. They would put plywood around the baseball diamond, and they would let the snakes go, and the handler would go in there and catch them one at a time and milk them for the venom, take them across the street. They'd have the ditches full of wood, and they would make grills, and they would cook the snake after the work.
Yeah, I've heard of these things. I didn't know it was like a tradition.
Now, that's fun.
Yeah, that's the best one I've heard.
That's great. That is awesome. Did you partake in eating some of that snake?
We would eat it. Oh, yeah. And
what's it taste like?
Chicken.
Like everything else. Tastes chicken. Like chicken. Yep.
You ever had gator tail?
Tastes like chicken. 277-9600. Question of the week. What did your community do when you were growing up for Halloween? Did you have a haunted house? Did you have the hayride? Did you have the snake roundup? What happened in your community?
Why did things have to work out where everything tastes like chicken? Why couldn't it have been everything tastes like a great steak?
Yeah, no kidding. Eat frog legs. What's that taste like? Chicken. Eat an iguana. Was that chicken?
So why aren't we eating chicken and saying that it tastes like iguana?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, God knows we got plenty of iguana.
Yep.
That's your thing.
Let's do an iguana roundup. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Christy.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
Good.
Now, back in the 40s when you were growing up. sorry. I'm sorry. It was a slip of the tongue. When you were growing up, what did your community do for Halloween?
We I came from a small community in Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
So they blocked off downtown, which was only about like 6 blocks long. But they would block it all off, and all the businesses would have games and pumpkin stuff and face paintings and clowns and the apple dunking and things like that. And then they'd have a trolley. They'd have a trolley that, like, went through. And then the local photographer would take pictures of all the kids, like, for free.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, and it became a tradition. And you know what? And I know communities like that, and you look forward to it every year.
Every year, yes.
Yep.
Everybody goes all out, and it's always the Thursday before Halloween.
Thank you so much for that.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a good night, guys.
Bye. Good evening.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.